Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
If you think about it, you are your brand. Everything you do represents you, how you're perceived, how your employees act, how people represent your company. It's all about perception and how clients see you and prospective clients see you. And so today I've got the expert on the subject. I'd like to call her a guest, but she's a regular on the show. We love her. Dr. Joyce Knudsen. And she's an impression maker. She works with entrepreneurs and, well, even larger businesses, all about how to establish the impression and different things that go into all that. So Dr. Joyce, thank you for joining me today. And I want to cover some of these items with you and hit some key areas.
They're very important. Thank you for having me.
And I got to tell you, for the listeners, Lisa had a personal item, so we're going to miss her, but Dr. Joyce and I are going to try and carry the show without her. So
I'm not sure that's possible.
I don't know if it is either. She's so much fun to listen to. We're going to miss her. But let's just jump right in because we've only got the 10 minutes. And so, you know, why is it so important to make a good impression or what people think about us?
The reason why is because once you make that impression, it's very difficult to change it. It seems to stick in your mind, and there's a lot of ways for improving the impression, but that first impression's there, and you have to have an awful lot of good impressions after that in order to change it.
And that's a good point. I was always told, you're right, the first impression, you know, you only make one first impression.
That's right.
And really, if people, what marketing's all about is they've got to trust us to solve that problem. And so everything we're going to do is going to make mold that perception and help either close the deal or destroy that potential prospect client. So let's talk about it, because I know you teach on this.
Yes. I think what I do with people who have already made an impression and they didn't want to make, I give them some quick tips for improving the impression because it is so obvious with the how you answer your phone, how whether clients can reach you, what does your website look like, what are you doing on social media. Many, many employers, I think it's up to the 80% mark, are looking at your social media before they give you an interview, and many people have already ruined that impression. We don't want to do that.
Okay, I'm going to pause for a second.
It's important that we judge how warm the person is, because that's trying to answer the question, what are this person's intentions toward you, and how strong and competent is this person? Those are the questions they're looking to answer.
Well, you just covered a lot of quick tips, so I want to jump back through them, because today we talk about phones being answered. Number one, a lot of business that I'm doing, people don't even give out the main number. They give out cell phones, and if employees leave, I sometimes don't even have the main number to reach them at. And,
right.
And a lot of big companies have voicemail that you can't, or automated attendance, and I can't get anybody. So that's a good point. That's a consideration, I guess, on how large or small your company is or how put together.
What I do is I have more than one line. And so if I want someone to reach me, I give them that number. The other one goes to voicemail because I can't possibly do my work and do all the calls back at the same time. But I always let people know that they will be called back within 24 hours. At least you give them a time of when, by when. It's very important.
Which we've talked about in a previous episode of replying, so that's interesting. So those that are going to be more sales, people trying to sell you or you don't have the time for, they're not your priority, you give the other number to.
Well, that's unfortunate that this is the way it has to be, because so many of the calls are people you don't want to talk to. They're trying to sell you something, that type of thing we just talked about. So I think it's really important to let people know that what your number is. I always give them my email because I get right back with email. And I give people my email on Twitter, so everybody knows my email address. And they could always say, please call me, and I do.
I wonder what it's like dating these days. Do you ask somebody for an email address, or do you ask for a social network name?
Good okay. point. Well, when you're dating, that's a completely different story. But when you're on social media and when you are trying to get clients, you have to have a separate line. People don't realize that. Having one line for everything, it just doesn't work. Your sister's calling, your mother's calling. You have to have a separate line.
I'd give my mom the recording. Oh, anyway.
Well, that's one way to make her wait for you a little bit.
Let's talk a little bit about, you know, how important a web page is, or even setting up the social media, because some entrepreneurs out there, they don't have the time or they don't think it's that important. How important is a website?
It's number one. It is your calling card. It is your business card. I don't think people need to have a business card if they have a website. People that give out a business card usually don't have a website, and if they do, they did it themselves. And you can tell There is a difference between having a professional web person doing your site and having your you do it yourself. So people can tell, again, first impression, bad first impression.
The only reason I carry a business card is to make sure they remember the domain name of the website. But yes, a professionally done website makes an impression. I'm going to tell you, almost every business I do, everybody I deal with, I Google it, I find their website, and I look. And if it looks amateurish, I usually move on, or I know what I'm getting into.
Right.
And if it looks professional, okay. And so we're right in there. So having a professionally done website with professional graphics, not having a cousin do it or whatever to try and save a few dollars,
right,
really isn't worth it. Okay. And what about social media? I'd kind of think the same thing with all the different graphics of setting up. And I don't mean just the posts, but just the profile and everything.
It makes me wonder about people as I go through the social sites, because people don't see the value in social sites. Everybody I work with has come to me through a social site. All of my top business, the big brands, they find me through social sites. And when they go there, they see I'm a kind person because I have the hashtag being kind, true giver. They don't see anything negative on my social site. And when you're talking about a million, I think it just turned over to 78,000, that's a lot of impression for those people to see, and they're going to look at your impressions and see where you're at with the social sites and judge you on that.
You just said something amazing. Yeah, all your big clients, most of your business, if not all your business, has been derived strictly through social media.
Yes.
And that's amazing, because, I mean, all of us try all these different ways to get our name out there, but social media, it really does. It levels the playing field. It allows us to get, you know, to reach out to people we may not have met, not just locally, but all across the globe. I know you've dealt with people all over.
It's right at your fingertips.
Okay, let's go real quick.
It doesn't take long to do.
We're going to run out of time. We've only got a few more minutes left. So let's hit some other quick tips of things that can make a quick impression.
Okay, well, you want to make a good impression by, you want to enhance it. If you haven't already received, most people have not put it up yet, so people have not, they made a bad first impression. This is what I'm guessing most people have. So you want to control what others see and perceive you as, because perception is reality. You want to project trustworthiness, and you want to inspire confidence in your abilities, as well as open doors to opportunities and enhance and elevate your status. So if you see, let's say, a tweet, and that person's not even following you, you're not following them, but you found it on the homepage, and somebody says something amazing, you say, "That was amazing." And the next person, you use their name. You always use their name. The next thing you know is they're following you, and now you have a relationship. You're building this relationship.
That's interesting. You know, I love cruising, and Carnival Cruise Line has a sign for their employees down on the crew deck, and it says, use the customer's name or the passenger's name. It's the greatest word they'll ever hear.
It is. They love to hear their name.
That's exactly. The crew uses your name constantly. So the waiters memorize your name, and I'm always so impressed because I feel like they're an instant friend. You know, they probably do it every cruise and memorize everybody's name, but for some reason I feel special, and
well,
I want to tip them bigger.
It does. It personalizes it.
It does. So you've brought up a great point, and we're down to just a couple minutes. So I just want to hit a couple other quick things is, you know, I know sometimes I joke a lot with people, and that was one thing I was taught when doing it is especially when I traveled internationally, my jokes didn't always translate. And so they said, you come across the jokester too much. You need to be a little bit more serious, be yourself, but just be a little bit more serious in making that serious impression. And so I know that was one thing I had to work on. And so I listened to some of the critiques people make, but are there any other quick tips you can give us, so maybe how to dress?
Well, that was amazing in itself. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why, because one of my tips is to role play your verbal communication. Do you speak clearly, personally, professionally, and at a good pace and sound level when you're first talking to someone? And another one is evaluate your nonverbal communication, because people can tell even through the phone.
I get told I often, whenever I do anything, as I often am told, I speak too fast, but I now have the perfect excuse. I said, I do a podcast in 10 minutes. I cram 2 hours of information in 10 minutes, so I have to talk fast. But speaking...
Here's your reason.
Speaking clearly and everything is something that's important, not joking too much, and how you present yourself with grammatically and everything else I know makes a huge difference. We're going to run out of time, so I invite you to take that last sip of coffee. I want to thank you for joining us today. Dr. Joyce, I want to thank you as always for being with us. You've given us some great tips on how to make a great impression and how that's going to affect us in trying to secure clients. For more information, visit drjoyceknutson.com. spelt a little odd, so visit our website and I'll put up a link, the10minutemarketer.com. Thank you for listening and have an awesome day.